scared boys and screaming females all over. Population explosion, no place folks can be alone. That's the 60s.
Six, 60s.
Shooting wars and freedom marches all over. Moonshot pictures and UFOs and instant vision phones. That's the 60s.
Six, 60s.
Everyone uneasy, from the bottom to the top, thinking of the bomb that they hope no one's gonna drop. Change is in the air, and I mean all over. Jet planes everywhere, cars by a million tires, screech and groan. That's the 60s.
Six, six, 60s.
Everyone's uneasy, from the bottom to the top, thinking of the bomb that they hope no one's gonna drop. Change is in the air, and I mean all over. Jet planes everywhere, cars by a million tires, that screech and groan. That's the 60s.
Six, 60s. That's the 60s.
I hear you, children.
A 6, 6, 60s. That's the 60s.
Tell them, children.
is your beat up bus broken down on the road, and you don't have the dough to even get it towed? Don't worry, be hippie. Has life on the commune become one bad scene, and you ran out of patches for your bell-bottom jeans? Don't worry, be hippie. Hey, E-I-O-U, be hippie. Has your flower power fizzled out in the cold? Did someone put piranhas in your swimming pool? Don't worry, be hippie. Were you dancing on the table and you took a spill? You got ditched in the Chinese fire drill? Don't worry, be hippie. Hey, E-I-O-U, be hippie. Hey, E-I-O-U, be hippie. Did you rock it, roll down a hill with a push, and you got your hair stuck in a brambly bush? Don't worry, be hippie. Did the fuzz bust up your groovy happening? Did your dog get drunk on your tonic and gin? Don't worry, be hippie. Hey, E-I-O-U, be hippie. Hey, E-I-O-U, be hippie. Hippie now. Hip hop. Oh yeah. Huh. Be hippie. Hip hop.
He's a hippie born in Mississippi. He's a hippie born in Mississippi. And his hair is far too long. Everybody thinks it's wrong. He's a hippie Mississippi, happy hippie.
I'm proud to be they do a sippy dippy. I've got a dirty feet and dirty hair. I've got a living with the cockroaches. I've got a living in a garbage can. We live on welfare. We have our love and always have a baller. We hate your barnyard dances and your moonshine. We like to have you up against the wall. We want to warn you squares and all you rednecks. If you hate the hippies from New York, we'll unify the hippies from the country. We'll fight until the stopping comes in North. I'm proud to be a New York City hippie. I'm proud of dirty feet and dirty hair. I'm proud of living with the cockroaches. I'm proud of living in a garbage can. I'm proud to be a New York City hippie. I'm proud of dirty feet and dirty hair. I'm proud of living with the cockroaches. I'm proud of living in a garbage can. I'm proud of living in a garbage can. Where the hippies. The hippies from New York.
Hey, JoJo, let me tell y'all something.
Was an old hermit named Dave, who lived by himself in the woods in a cave, ate from a turtle shell, slept on a bearskin, had a 7-foot beard growing out of his chin. He'd been dodging the draft for 23 years, and he'd say, "Mad doggies, they'll never get me, they'll never find me here. Mad doggies, I'm too smart for them. Mad doggies are fools, fools, all of them fools, society bar." Now, every day, Dave would go out in the woods and sit on the stump amongst the leaves and trees and mushrooms and things and just meditate, yes, cause he were a philosopher, you know, like he were a deep thinker, man, and he'd get out there and think about the futility of the civilized world, and he'd just laugh and he'd say, slept on a bearskin, had a 7-foot bear growing out of his chin. And then one day, along comes Clarence P. Scoggins, bopping through the poison oak with his tennises on and his double-breasted continental overalls, with the Big Ben in the front pocket, just setting out them rabbit boxes and picking them blackberries on his off day from the cement plant, you know. Now Clarence, he were ignorant. I mean, man, you know, he were oblivious to the whole scene. He heard the people didn't know nothing. Man, Clarence didn't even suspect nothing. So he come flipping and skipping through the woods, happily whistling a little song. Yeah, when whom should he chance upon but old Dave, sitting on his stump in deep meditation, picking the vermin out of his long white beard and transmitting all them weird thoughts out into the ionosphere. And Clarence, he spy old Dave just sitting there and he said, hey! Well, I mean, you know, he wasn't too original. And old Dave, he look out from under his goatskin hat and he say, "What?" And Clarence say, "What you mean, what?" And Dave say, "What you mean, what you mean, what?" And Clarence say, "What you mean, what you mean, what you mean, what?" And Dave say, "What makes that?" And Clarence say, "Huh?" And Dave say, "You must be a symbol of society." And he starts in to laugh at old Clarence and he say, now this makes Clarence mad and he say, "Hey, none of you gonna insult none of me." And with that he flips his cigarette off into the brush and squares off at Dave. And Dave gets up from off in the stump and squares off at Clarence. And they about to go at it when Smokey the Bear invades the scene. And he say, "That's don't be flipping on them cigarettes in the bush, flipper." And with that, he grabs Clarence by the arm and hauls him off to face the forest ranger. Which brings us to the moral of our story, which is, if the guitar pickles will stop picking, I'll tell you the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, whatever you think, don't never, unless you will.
When I met her on Wednesday night at the last open mic, she spent the night, we had a wonderful time. She likes the Grateful Dead, she loves water beds. She don't like fish, man, neither did I. She sews patches on my jeans and brings me ginseng tea. We'll be together till one of us dies. She's my hippie girl, she's my hippie girl. Tell you baby, I love her so. She's my hippie girl, she's my hippie girl. Tell you man, I'll never let her go. She'll always be with me. I'll never set her free. We get high with her mom, and her dad was in Vietnam. He likes Skinner, drinks a lot of beer. Well, he stares me up and down, and he shakes my hand real hard. He told his wife he thinks that I'm a queer. But I take his daughter home with me, and we live so happily. She don't care about material wealth. I take his daughter home with me. She manufactures LSD, cooks me dinner, and a whole lot else. She's my hippie girl. She's my hippie girl. Tell you, baby, I just love her so. She's my hippie girl. She's my hippie girl. Tell you, man, I'll never let her go. All Ruby G, play for her. She's my hippie girl. She's my hippie girl. Tell you, baby, I just love her so. She's my hippie girl. She's my hippie girl. Tell you, man, I'll never let her go. No. 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 People ask me, well, what happened to her if you're never going to let her go? And, you know, we got in a bad argument. That's how a lot of relationships end. And she was telling people, I'm a hippie, I'm a hippie. And I said, you're talking about it like it's an ethnic group, you know? It's really not. And besides, you can't be a hippie because all the real hippies are in their 60s now. So why don't you just calm down? And she got really mad and she punched me right in the face while I was driving. I said, I can't deal with this anymore. And just at that moment, there was a hearse and a funeral procession, and the hearse had a peace sign on it. I said, see that, honey? That's probably a real hippie right there. So crank up that old John Prine. Drink up that Boone's Farm wine. Because I think we're stuck in a funeral line. Because all the old hippies are dropping like flies. All the old hippies are dropping like flies. From the Grim Reaper, there's no disguise. You gotta make room for all the new young guys. All the old hippies are dropping like flies. Hey, all the old hippies are dropping like flies. Sayonara, great ponytail guys. You may have been young, but you weren't too wise. All the old hippies are dropping like flies. Well, the Pepsi generation's in the nursing home, bitching and moaning about getting old. You show Grandpa your iPod, but he wouldn't understand. He wants his Grateful Dead tape with the Candyman. And he talks about the beach and the suntan honeys, back when Saturday Night Live was funny. The gas was only 55 cents. We make jokes behind his back at his own expense. Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner. Hey, all the old hippies are dropping like flies. Eisenhower baby's been sprinkled outside. Are you gonna be buried in your suits and ties? No Levi's. All the old hippies are dropping like flies. Well, your daddy says he wished that he saved more money, but he should have wore a hat when it got so sunny. It's that little black spot that he had on his face, spreading melanoma all over the place. And he was telling about how they used to lie on tinfoil at Rocky Neck and cover themselves with baby oil. And he says, those were the days. And I said, crank up that old John Prine. Drink up that Boone's Farm wine. Cause I think we're stuck in a funeral line. Cause all the old hippies are dropping like flies. The 60s are over, so are their lives. Hell, even the Beatles are only two guys.
Thank you. life I've tried to be hip as people I could see. Every time I try, always blow it. Well, I wore the clothes and I grew the hair. Yes, I had hair hanging everywhere until at last I had nowhere to stow it.
And it is very hard to be hip. What with clothes and shows and sometimes a bad trip. Yes, there's drugs and shrugs and groups and troops and hair on your lip. It is very hard to be hip.
Well, I was the first one on my block to see the hippie flick Woodstock, but it's the only one there who wore a suit. Yes, and I'm out of place in my time. I'll probably end up without a dime, cause I would like to learn to play the lute. Yes,
and it is very hard to be hip. What with clothes and shows and sometimes a bad trip. Yes, there's drugs and shrugs and groups and chips and hair on your lips. It is very hard to be hip.
Well, last week I went to a hard rock show, and it's getting harder, don't you know, cause that funny smell was a-coming from everywhere, and it weren't hairspray. Well, the withered teenies were around the stage, wearing real whip rags, which were all the rage, hoping that the fuzz would just not care.
And it is very hard to be hip. What with clothes and shows and sometimes a bad trip. Yes, there's drugs and shrugs and grips and troops and hair on your lip.
And now I'm getting somewhat older. My friends were giving me the cold shoulder, cause I'm older. At 20, it was mighty tough. At 25, I'd had enough. Cause
it is very hard to be hip. Oh, what with clothes and shows and sometimes a bad thrill. Yes, there's drugs and shrugs and groups and troops and hair on your lip. It is very hard to be hip. It is very hard to be here.
It used to be that you get up and thumb a ride from Nashville to L.A. Everyone who stopped to pick you up, get you high along the way. And it used to be that you could fall in and out of love in an afternoon. And then fall again that evening, and I think that it was happening too soon. But it's hard to be a hippie anymore. It hurts more now, waking up on the floor. Oh, it's still free, but it ain't easy like before. It's hard to be a hippie anymore. Fired up, boy. Just walking down the street would make the people stop and stare. Now all the cowboys and the preppies, the rednecks, the yuppies have long hair. And I was always going places in my head and seeing things that blew my mind. Now the only thing I'm tripping on are my own 2 feet trying to keep up with the times.
Oh yeah, you know that's right.
It's hard to be a hippie anymore. It hurts more now, waking up on the floor. Still free, but it
Yes, it is hard to be a hippie. You can ask Willie Nelson. You can ask me. You can ask my aching back how it feels sleeping on the floor. Yeah, all right. Anyway, good evening, my friends. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, and tonight we pay another tribute to another great minority that doesn't seem to be around much anymore, but the spirit lives on. We're talking about the hippies, man. We started out with Country Joe McDonald, certainly a hippie by himself. Bring back the 60s, man. Burl Ives, one of the first guys to have a beard, I guess. That was the 60s. Magic Ship, band from Brooklyn from 1970. That was called Free. I'm free. Yay. Don't worry. Be hippie. That was Daniel Lovett, or Lovett, whatever you want to say. Technohead, I Want to Be a Hippie, having a lot of fun with David Peel sampling there. Hippie from Mississippi was Cartoons, and Hippie from New York City was, of course, David Peel himself. Probably with the Little Reed side, whatever, who knows, who cares. Bobby LaCour, after that, Hippie Joe, based on a hermit named Dave, I think, from Ray Stevens. Let's see, we heard a medley there, Hippie Girl and the Hippies Dropping Like Flies from the Weed Hawks. Guy and a gal, I don't know the relationship, and I keep stuff like that to myself, all right? Anyway, Mike Whitney, Hard to Be Hip and Hard to Be Hippie from Billy Currington, along with the hippie god, Willie Nelson. Moment of joy for Willie, please. Yes. Anyway, we got more stuff for you. What can I say? Here they come.
I don't like big city ways. I miss those good old golden rule days that I loved so well when I was just a country boy. Bullfrogs singing when the sun went down, Saturday afternoon spent in town, drinking up soda pop, licking on lollipops, all those simple joys. But I went back home just the other day, it's been too long since I went away, thought I'd visit my old stomping ground. When I drove in, I was all excited, but a little bit later wasn't too delighted. When the folks come out to greet me, this is what I found. Mama wears a miniskirt, Papa wears bell bottoms, sister wears knee-high boots. Little brother won't go now, he says, hell no, won't wear no soldier suits. The preacher wears beads now, nobody bleeds now, the people praying 2-4 times. Flower power goes to church on Sunday while the organ plays a hard rock chime. The new doctor gives a pill and down by the old mill stream the kids are turning on. Boys are making passes at girls in granny glasses, those are good old days are gone. Down at the little red schoolhouse, teacher wears a see-through blouse, smokes a little bitty cigar. Grandma's nagging cause grandpa's out dragging, things are going just a little too far. Well, mama wears a miniskirt, papa wears bell-bottoms, sister wears knee-high boots. Little brother won't go now, he says, hell no, I won't wear no soldier suit. The preacher wears beads now, nobody bleeds now, the people praying 2-4 times. Flower power goes to church on Sunday while the organ plays a hard rock chime. While that organ plays a hard rock chime.
I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I keep turning on to do my thing. I smoke a lot of corn silk back of the courthouse, and I use a joint or grapevine to blow my brain. I'm the only cat that shows up at our love-ins. Oh, but holding hands with myself ain't my bag. And the local yokels keep giving me a crew cut. And you can't get acid rock from country bands. They don't dig my clothes, my beads, or sandals. They don't dig the flowers in my hair. And their idea of a full-fledged riot is the greased pig contest at the county fair. Oh, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. With all these squares heroin on my lightning, it ain't no fun again.
Just went down. just a dying thing I heard. Global warming's just a thing, and it's continually. Let's do the hippie dance. Well, let's get in trance. Don't you be so shy. Well, let's get in high. Come on, take off your shirt and then the dirt. Let's do the hippie dance. Well, let's get in trance. Patrolling off the government is like a hell. Megal's friend, owning guns and natural right. You feel safe all day and night. Let's do the hippie dance. Well, let's get in trance. Don't you be so shy. Hey, let's get high. Come on, take off your shirt. Let's get in the dirt. Do the hippie dance.
This is your reporter, Fuzzy Cogitator, in a typical pippy underdog pad, where a number of dope-crazed pippies are lolling about in their outlandishly colorful, handcrafted clothing and long-flowing locks of hair, listening to their strange, mind-boggling music and oohing and awing and laughing uproariously, oftentimes over most serious matters. Candles and incense are burning about. The walls are covered with crude, though colorful, hand-scrawled psychedelic drawings. I've managed to gain admittance to this pad, cleverly disguised in a long wig and Bermuda shorts, by feigning friendship. My microphone is concealed in a banana. I will attempt to engage one of these unsuspecting dope dupes in a conversation. Here's one now, and in long flowing hair and Bermuda shorts, curled over on the couch, seemingly talking to his belt buckle, no doubt hopelessly dazed by some powerful narcotic. Your name, sir?
Me? Why, I'm Nerd. That is, pay no attention to that slip of the tongue. Sometimes I think my name is Nerd North, but in real life, I'm known as, Pomegranate. You know, they're full of seeds. We pippies oftentimes give ourselves outlandish, though colorful names, having no relation whatsoever to the good Axiom names we were born with, to show the world how simple and sweet we are and how we're better than anybody else.
I see. I mean, yes, we do, don't we? Yeah, well, yeah. My name is, Banana. Banana, yes, Banana.
Well, hi, Banana.
Hi, Pomegranate. Here's some good dope here at this typical Bibby Netherworld dope den, isn't it?
Sure. I myself am seeking a deep spiritual experience. You wouldn't be holding, would you?
Holding?
Yeah, you know, of muggles. I sure would dig to blow some tea.
You want to blow some tea?
Oh, sure, yeah. I want to alter my consciousness, naturally. I want to get stoned. Stone.
Yeah.
Really, far out, man. Groovy. Mellow.
Yeah.
I want to really dig, if you know
dig,
what I mean.
Dig, right. I can dig that. Yeah. As you see, ladies and gentlemen, and it is virtually impossible to communicate with these dope crazed people here in the pippy netherworld, dope crazed as they are, only able to mutter confusedly and stumble about in dope-induced stupor, wondering where their next high is coming from.
Chief, this is Nerd, Chief. I've engaged one of the unsuspecting pippies in conversation, and I'm wheedling information out of him. Boy, is he stoned, Chief. You ought to see him talking to his banana.
Pomegranate is apparently tripped out, blabbering incoherently to his belt buckle.
I ain't talking to my belt buckle, wise guy. I'm just curling up here and, I'm meditating. Yeah, I'm meditating. Can't you tell yoga when you see it? It's a taunt, boy, you and your banana.
Fearing discovery,
I will sign off now.
This is Fuzzy Cogitator passing as a dope-crazed pippy. Bananas deep in the murky depths of the pippy netherworld.
You better sign off, buddy, before they lock you up.
Yoga, oh, my behind.
Yeah.
I had this terrible dream that I was being chased by a giant draft god that was trying to set me on fire.
Oh, we're San Francisco bound with flowers in our hair, with our money from unemployment and a package from care.
I don't know how to keep these flowers in my crew cut.
We're San Francisco bound with pacifists and purists, so we won't cause suspicion. We're posing as tourists.
I dig music so much, man, that when I worked in a record store, I once filed a Jefferson Airplane under religion.
We're in San Francisco. My eyes are bleary. I look at my dashboard and my statue of Leary. I've been sitting on this corner for 15 years selling flowers to the tourists, and now these kids are giving them away. Does my friend Ron live here anymore?
No, he thought he was a guitar, and one day had an over-oscillation and died reverberating.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which just goes to show, even good vibrations can be overdone.
Oh, yeah.
He got long hair hanging down to his waist. You don't wear no underwear. From wearing no underwear. Got two boots, eardrum bottom and long ear hippie song. From wearing no
Does someone know where we went wrong? When I was young, my parents raised me right. My dad sang me Beatles songs every night. Mom cooked organic meals with homemade desserts. Every day I went to school wearing tie-dyed shirts. I was taught to love and taught not to hate. Learned Republicans are bad and God is great. I'm anti-war and I'm all about peace for a welfare system, and I hate the police. If you can't dig it, you can't get bent. That's just how it is. I'm from hippie descent. I'm from a family of hippies, even uncles and aunts. And at parties, we all do the hippie dance. You gotta close your eyes and sway to and fro, minding the music and let yourself go now. Move your arms like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee, a smile on your face, and the last step of all is to spin in place. Keep your arms gyrating, your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and being raised by hippies rubbed off on me. I don't think that being a hippie's a crime. I've been called a dirty hippie more than one time. If you call me a hippie, I take it as praise. I'm gonna be a hippie till the end of my days. I'm sickened by violence, disgusted by killing. My heroes are Lennon, Marley, and Dylan. I don't discriminate against people who are gay. I think cigarettes are bad, but drugs are okay. So take some mushrooms or acid, start getting trippy. Take off your shoes and dance like a hippie. First you close your eyes and sway to and fro, minding the music and let yourself go now. Move your arms like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee, a smile on your face, and the last step of all is to spin in place. Keep your arms gyrating, your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat. I like to whistle when I walk down the street. If I see a bum, I always leave some change. He's a human too, although he looks kinda strange. I don't watch TV, I play hacky sack, and for about 10 years I've had the same backpack. I got liberal politics in my bloodstream, and I'd love to kick it if you're on the same team. What's mine is yours, if what's yours is mine. So come by my house and we'll drink some wine. But recycle your bottles, don't throw them in the trash, and we'll all get together for a hippie bash. You gotta close your eyes and sway to and fro, minding the music and let yourself go now. Move your arms like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee, a smile on your face, and the last step of all is to spin in place. Keep your arms gyrating, your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie.
My hippie boy don't wanna be a man. My hippie boy don't wanna understand. My hippie boy lives in a Volkswagen van. My hippie boy don't know how to communicate. Says he knows love that knows no hate. My hippie boy leaves his life up to fate. My hippie boy, my hippie boy don't know his own feelings. Wants to draw flowers on my ceiling. Ooh, I think my hippie boy is trying to do me in. My hippie boy don't follow the commandments. Don't follow law, he don't follow government. My hippie boy wants to start his own settlement. His own settlement. Yeah, he's my hippie boy. And he said, come sit beside me. Tell me about the things you adore. Please don't remind me that I am not the boy you'd hope for. Oh,
We like to try to tell you what we think and feel. a little longer life, just like you and me. We don't like killing, we'd rather make love than war. And we just can't put this thing off anymore. So you can carry your signs and do what you feel is right. But we're not coming home until we've won all normal life, just like you and me. We don't like killing, and we'd rather make love than war. But we just can't put this thing off anymore. So you can carry your sides and do what you feel is right. But we're not coming home until we've won our fight. No, we're not coming home until we've won our fight.
Should never get married, but we just laughed and done it anyway. For a while life was fine, 'cause your life's so different from mine. But now it seems we both just ain't got very much to say, 'cause I realize you'll never love Hank Williams. I don't like the Rolling Stones a bit, and all my friends have short hair and smoke Luckies, and all your friends have long hair and smoke shit. So go and roll yourself another reefer, and I'll go pour myself another beer. And please don't ask me why we can't give it one more try, 'cause I'm too drunk to tell you, babe, and you're too stoned to hear. I like to dress up and look just like a rich man, and you like wearing jeans and looking poor. And I like dancing slow, where the slits in memories flow. And I like to drink my coke, and you like sniffing yours. But I keep pretending everything's Jim Dandy, and you keep pretending everything's far out. So just pack up your grass and shake your hippie ass right back up north while I stay down south. Oh, go and roll yourself another reefer, and I'll go and pour myself another beer. Please more try, 'cause I'm too drunk to tell you, girl, and you're too stoned to hear. Roll, roll yourself another one of them reefers,
I'm too drunk to tell you, baby. You're too stony here.
Before about sleeping on the floor, am I right? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the hippie thing was interesting. I was kind of a hippie back in high school. One of the first hippies in Montclair High School. Paid the price for it with the jock set, but that's another story. And, you know, I bounced around for years doing weird jobs and stuff like that, only to wind up on a suburban radio station. And you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what did we hear? We heard from Johnny Collier, Mama Wears a Mini Skirt. The only hippie in Muskogee was C. Dean Draper. Ed Fawcett, The Hippie Stomp, Let's Do the Hippie Dance, was Grits and Gravy. Heavy Guns, comedy group out of Michigan, I think. That was The Hippie Infiltrator. Followed by San Francisco Bound, Thorndike Pickle Dish from 1967. They had a hit with The Ballad of Walter Wart, The Freaked Out Frog. I'm telling you, it's what they made hits of in 1967. You had to be a hippie. Barney Barnwell, The Hippie Song. Three songs called The Hippie Song. Hippie Song from the Piltdown Men, and then an anonymous hippie song. Sorry about the end of that. It's just sometimes that's how they get here, a little chipped, you know. The Hippie Boy, My Hippie Boy, was Carolyn's Spine. He Pretends He's Red, White, and Blue from Don Jarrell's. And then Hey Hippies from The Green Machine. We like to present an opposing view sometimes. Redneck Hippie Romance, not a good idea, according to Bobby Bear. And then Bobby Bear again, When Hippies Get Older. I'm sorry about the skip in that one. I tried to find a replacement, but no, not at this hour. Not at this hour. Anyway, okay, got a couple more for you, because that's what I do. I deal in from the bottom. And got some more for you, including some surprises. So I'll see you next week. And hey, man, what's happening?
With that long lip. Well, I've seen hippies jogging, stoned out of their noggins, wearing them Birkin stockings down my street. They got their hippie hairdos flopping, and the veins in their foreheads popping. It's about the dangest thing you ever want to see. See, cause hippies ain't supposed to be jogging, they're supposed to be smoking and bonging, puffing a magic dragon or picking their teeth, or getting shaky waiting for a drop off, or dilating their eyes till they pop off. So I don't like jogging hippies, no siree. See, now some of them ones I see is looking like them freaks on MTV. It shook my bones so deep that I almost cried. Well, nowadays you can't trust nothing, but I'll tell you, jogging hippie's something. Maybe now you can run, but you still can't hide. See, cause what the heck good is a hippie if he ain't gonna act all trippy? They're so doped up they don't know what or how they're supposed to be. And what the heck good is a stereotype if the people who it is can't get it right? I mean, the times, they are a-changing, yes, indeed.
Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male, gay bashing, black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders of sales, frat housing, cake tapping, shirt tucking, back slapping, haters of hippies like me, tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, love making, pro choice and gay wedding, widespread digging hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing, and most likely will till we all end up locked up in jails by conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American males. Diamonds and dogs, boys and girls, living together in two separate worlds, following leaders up mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. Diamonds and dogs, boys and girls, living together in two separate worlds, following leaders up mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. I know who I like to blame. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male, soul-saving, flag-waving, rush-loving, land-paving, personal friends to the quails, quite diligently working so hard to keep the free reins of this democracy, from tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, barefooting, folks singing hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy-ass hippies like me.